Hi, this is a dictation for patient Lionel Boyd, LIONELBOYD. Date of service 10/9/1986. Sorry, date of birth is 10/9/86. Date of service is 10/16/2025. Lionel Boyd is here as a new patient visit today. His pain started since May 5th of 2008 when he was involved in an automobile accident. But this paperwork is not for automotive accident at all. The case got settled and there was no issues. The chief complaint that the patient has are as follows. The patient has had multiple surgeries before and some staples are left behind inside. That is bothering him, and they were not removed accidentally. Currently, he says he's having a severe back pain when he bends, which is very excruciating. And he cannot bend straight. He's got muscle pull in his hands from arthritis, multiple hernias in his stomach. He has a basically pain in the tummy due to this leftover staples. In addition, patient has a third degree burn of the right forearm, which is settled. He has a hernia scar, abdominal hernia, despite his scar 12 inch long in the midline abdomen, which is painful. And he has been told that he must lose 30 pounds before surgery will be done for him. The guy is over 300 pounds in weight, and he must lose a lot of weight urgently. All of the pains mainly are located in the lower back, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Neck pain is 7 to 9. Headache is also present from 9. There's a pain in both the knees to the tune of 7. There is a numbness and tingling of both the hands with the carpal tunnel, and there is a dupuytren's contracture leading to pain in the left elbow is reported. His ADLs are affected and to the tune of 10, and he has difficult time carrying on his life. Walking is affected. Sitting is affected, and standing is affected, sleep is affected. At this time, the patient describes all of these issues going continuous, and they are throbbing, this described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, heavy, fearful, and highest pain intensity. Well, the pain is varying from 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by medications only. He has a history of numbness and tingling in both the hands, and there is associated muscle weakness in both the hands. Second, third, and fourth fingers are completely numb and are hard to completely close the wrist. Both sides due to Dupuytren's contracture, D-U-P-Y-T-R-E-N-E. So far he has had x-rays, MRIs done at Sinai Grace Hospital, and most of his treatment has been done at Sinai Grace Hospital. He also reports of having a physical therapy done, massage done, and medications. Please review the records for the system review. past surgical history, allergies. He has had a tracheostomy. He has had elbow surgery in 2010 at Novi Orthopedic Surgery. He has a knee surgery in 2008. And he has a crush abdomen syndrome, which was stabilized immediately after the accident in Sinai Grace Hospital. He remained in the hospital for more than a year and went through multiple stomach surgery from 2008 to 2009. He was in coma for more than a year, and he underwent a lot of lavage of the peritoneum and kidney issues. Allergies, none. Family history. Relationship status, current employment status, disability, legal, and personal histories are from the template, including the ADLs. He has history of sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic, difficulty walking, weakness, numbness, and tingling of the both hands. He also complains of headaches, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. He has a plate in the area of the skull. He underwent an intervertebral shunt. The headaches are localized in front and back, moderate, constant, sensitive to light, and associated with nausea and dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the right ear with tinnitus. And he has forgetfulness, some spots in the vision, no taste problem, smell problem. A short history about his accident. For the reason that he has got all of these complaints are as follows. May 5th, 2008, at around 3 or 4 p.m., he was driving a motorbike in Detroit. And motorbike, he was driving with helmet, and he was going on 7 mile west, was hit by a drunk driver from the front. The other driver turned into him, and he got ticket and was placed in jail, the other driver. After that, he was on the middle of the road, and three cars ran over him. He passed out completely and became comatose. It was not a hit-and-run accident, but police came, ambulance came to the scene. Regarding the injury, he was in a complete traumatic brain injury and coma. His tooth were broken. He had a crushed pelvis. Elbows was fractured. And three cars ran over his body. And he has a compound fracture of the left forearm and the wrist, which are totally crushed. Internal bleeding was present. Kidneys were ruptured. Intestines were ruptured. And he underwent multiple surgeries. Physical examination. ...41-year-old African-American male. Alert-oriented. Cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, or clubbing, colonicia. Obese, He's a 317-pound gentleman, 6'2". Blood pressure is 183 over 144, pulse 68, pulse ox is 100, temperature 98.1, height is 6'2", weight is 317 pounds. And patient doesn't appear to be anxious and in acute distress with severe pain faces. Rest and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with a limp, although he is independent in walking. The skin, please mention a 12-inch long scar in the mid abdomen. The abdomen is hanging with a large abdominal wall hernia. Rest of the exam will come from the template, including psych, neurological, and musculature examination. The musculoskeletal examination inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none is observed. Paravertebral muscle spasm is in general in quadratus lumborum muscle, bilaterally. Trapezius muscle also has a spasm, bilaterally. Paravertebral muscle spasm, L1 to L5 is noticed bilaterally. SI joints are noticed to be painful and tender. Hypochronicity of 1 plus, no trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 35, bilateral rotation 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20. Bilateral side flexion 30 and bilateral rotation is 30. Manuals to identify reproducible pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign negative, Lerner test is negative, Restriction test negative, Soto Hall test is negative, thoracic spine, the Roos test and Slump test is negative, lumbar spine, Bridgman's Kearney test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. TLR is positive, CAM test negative, and Levinsky sign is negative, Bregar test negative. In SI joint, bilateral SI joints are positive, for Faber test, for Gonsalon test, and the dissection test, ED compression, standing flexion test are negative. Extremities examination, except for the left elbow, both hands and both knees, rest of the extremities will be unremarkable. Please use the template. Examination of both knees reveals on inspection no scar or edema is seen. There is generalized tenderness and mild swelling. Tenderness in the peripetalar region. Range of motion is normal to 135. No crepitus grinding is heard on moving. Collateral ligament are normal. Motor power 4/5. Valgus varus abnormality. Absent anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray-Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is positive bilaterally. Left elbow do not have any fracture. It's all settled. There is some swelling, mild tenderness of olecranon and medial epicondyles and tendons around the area. However, there is no fracture or dislocation. Range of motion is reasonable given the previous surgeries. There is a deformity of the flexion. It's not, the flexion of the elbow is limited. In the both hands, a patient has a Dupuytren's contracture, D-U-P-Y-T-R-E-N, and hence the flexion of the both wrists is defective and is not complete. Other than that, motor power is 4/5 and patient has generalized arthritis. Signal sign, Phalen sign is positive, but circulation is intact and no other positive findings. The plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a to come back in 2 weeks. His treatment plan will be recreated as there are no medical records available right now. So physical therapy is on hold. Medications are on hold. Pain medications are on hold. And rest of the treatment plan will be redictated. Thank you.